Welcome to the Jackson 5 today, and we have a very special guest today. Defensive cornerback, A.J. Bouye. How you doing, A.J.?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
No doubt. It's a pleasure.
So we want to let the people know a little bit about you. You know, where is A.J. from? Where did he grow up?
I was born in Dallas, Texas, but I'm raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Been raised there since 15 months, so I call that home.
Okay. That's what's up. How does it feel playing kind of close to where you live?
It's very fun, you know, just to know, like, it's a 35-minute flight straight home. My parents drive every home game, and they bring my daughter. So just to be that close to home and even closer to where I went to school at is just very exciting.
You know, the fans have dubbed you guys the corners and the safeties, the Jackson 5. So what I would like for you guys, what I would like for you to do is, who is Tito, who's Jermaine, and who is Michael?
I don't even remember who Jermaine was. I'll probably go with him, though, just because that's a cool name.
Okay.
Tito, just because I'm going to give him, you know, some jokes about it, I'll go ahead and say it's Gip.
Okay.
We already know who Michael is.
Yeah,
that's not even a question. Jalen Ramsey is Michael Jackson. He got the fro like him, too, though.
He does have the fro like him. That's classic. You earned the name AFC Player of the Week. You know, is that the first time you were AFC Player of the Week? And can you walk us through that great last interception you had to set up that W?
Yeah, that's the first time I ever did it. I'm very blessed to even be mentioned in that whole realm with everyone else. There was plenty of people that could have got that award. And with that play, I was just ready to make a play. I mean, you forced a fumble to even keep us in the game. And I was just trying to change the game also. And I remember I was actually supposed to come off on the go ball. We was talking about switching it, but I seen him try to look me off, but his shoulder stayed high. So I seen I was on Travis Benjamin. He was a deep guy, so I just kind of baited and just went up for it and tried to score. But I cramped up, man. But we still got the W. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. We got the W. If you know anything about me, you know I have a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody knows anything about AJ. You have a little girl. I see you talking to her in the locker room and on FaceTime. You know, what's the best thing for you about being a dad?
Just learn. I feel like I'm learning more from her than she's learning from me. I know you could definitely agree with that. But even then, like when she's at the house, no matter if it's a good day or a bad day, especially when there's bad days, you just forget about all that when you walk in and the first thing you do is hear your daughter just scream daddy and run to you and just give you all the love you need. That's just the best times with her. She's starting to talk now. She's forming full sentences and she's always asking questions. And she definitely, from what I'm being told, she's always cheering for us, especially out there when she comes to the home game. So she has an idea about sports.
That's what's up, man. So you're UCF. We know you went to UCF. You know, they're doing really well right now. So question I have, how long were you there with Blake?
I know he started my junior year and my senior year. He started also, or he rotated in and out my junior year, but he did a great job for us there. And then I thought I was going to get redshirted, like a medical redshirt. I wish I would have because that's the year that they finished in the top 10 and won the Fiesta Bowl. So,
but look at you now. You're good.
I mean, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
I was up there with Blake for 3 years, and it was all fun.
That's what's up. So now they're undefeated. Do you feel like they're being snubbed by not being in the top six for the playoff race?
I would say so. I mean, it might be biased, but I know that they're going to say something about the strength of schedule, but I know those guys as players, I know the talent that they have, and Coach Frost has done a great job, and just the way they've been winning games in general, you're just hoping that they even come higher in the ranking and then just continue to capitalize.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
My dog.
Pleasure, bro.
Yes, sir.